Tigers warm up. They stretch out. We did notice that Mason Gabrich did not stretch out with the rest of the group, but his helmet is still on. So when Warsaw goes back out on defense, we'll keep an eye out on that, Andy, to see if Gabrich is out there. I don't know if there was a play toward the end of the half where he got tangled up, and I don't know if he came out of that injured or exactly what happened.
Yeah, let's hope he's okay. We need him on that defensive line.
Yes, we do. Now, here's an interesting thing. Let's see how Warsaw won the toss and deferred. They get the kickoff. Now, get this. What does Brad Cease think about not only his kicker but the wind? He's willing to kick off the third quarter kickoff into the wind to have the wind in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's smart.
That's really interesting.
Yep.
So it'll be Warsaw football. Let's see if maybe Cease has not tried to kick the ball high in the air. Warsaw has been able to fall on it between the 30 and the 35. Same guy out there. This is Darian Wiggins. To kick off, he gets the whistle. And here's the kickoff for the third. And it's a low line drive kick, bouncing. Picked up at the 27-yard line. And to the 25, reversing field back to far side with blockers. 30, 35, 40. It's Egoff. He'll cut back. He's still in bounds. Still going and all the way to the Merrillville 40-yard line. What a kickoff return by Ethan Egoff. They kicked it to the wrong dude.
They kicked it. You're exactly right, because you, as a Warsaw Tiger fan, you want the ball in Ethan Egoff's hands, and they kicked it right to him, and he made some guys miss and went about, I don't know, 30, 35 yards, and we're now in very good field position at the 40-yard line.
Tigers down by one, 12 seconds into the third quarter. 14-13 the score. Sullivan, who had a terrific first half from the far hash mark. Option play, hands off up the middle, Duncan, and Duncan drags a defender all the way down to the 30-yard line. He might have a first down. He does. Brody Duncan with his best run of the night, a 10-yard run to start this first drive of the third quarter. Last week, 15 carries for 48 yards. Leads the team in carries, coming in with 146 and 641 yards.
And that's some tough running there by Brody, just right up the middle, kind of gashed that the interior line of that defense.
Well, he had Greg Hughes hanging onto his waist.
Oh, yeah.
Hughes is 175 pounds, soaking wet. Sullivan for the 30. And he's going to keep it. He made three guys believe that he didn't have the ball, and he's going to get 10 more yards down to the 20-yard line. Half the Merrillville team just stopped because they thought they'd stop Brody Duncan, which they had, but he didn't have the ball. Back-to-back first downs for Warsaw. And they've got the ball in the red zone once again.
It's the beauty of that triple option offense. You got to trust your eyes. And they had just assumed that Brody had the ball, and he did not.
From the far hash mark, first down and 10, Warsaw. Opening drive of the third quarter. Sullivan, option play, keeps it, turns up field. Oh, he ran into his own guy at the 15-yard line. Actually, they're going to mark him back at the 16-yard line, so gain of four. Second down and six coming up for the Tigers. 10.5 minutes left to play. Third quarter, Warsaw trailing by a single point. They had an extra point blocked on their first touchdown. In the wide side of the field is the near side, which is the right side of the formation. Warsaw with two receivers out here, Egoff and Vilma. Everybody else snuggled up to the line of scrimmage. Sullivan takes his time. Play clock is down to five. Drew takes the snap, and he keeps it, and he turns up field, and he's got good yardage again. He's just short of the 10-yard line, so that's a gain of 5 yards, and it sets up third down at about a foot for Warsaw 2 minutes into the third quarter.
Nice drive to start off this second half. Some good blocking by the offensive line.
Ball right in the middle of the field, just outside the 10-yard line. Warsaw's only foray into the red zone back at the first quarter resulted in a touchdown. This is their second. Third down and about a foot and a half. Sullivan takes his time getting to the line of scrimmage. Play clock down to five. Drew goes under center. Takes the snap, running left, turns up field, got the first down. He's inside the 10-yard line, first and 10 Tigers. And first and goal, Tigers.
That's what that play call was for, just to get that first down. And now, in essence, we've got four chances to get a touchdown from the 10-yard line. Because much like last week, touchdowns are going to win this game.
Touchdowns are going to win this game. Field goals do you no good.
Yep.
If you can't score touchdowns in the semi-state, you don't really deserve to play the next weekend. Although, if it comes down to that, I'll take Smythe over everybody. First and goal from inside the 10. And Sullivan gets hit at the line of scrimmage and got away. The ball came out, and I think Warsaw got on it.
Yep.
Drew got hit awkwardly up high as he was starting to go down, and his body got bent in a direction that the human body is not supposed to be bent in. It is a gain of a yard to the 9, second down. This is an officiating crew from the Indianapolis area. We don't know where. It doesn't matter. But that's where they're from. Second down and goal from the 9. Again, the ball on the left hash mark. The wide side of the field is the near side with 8:15 left to play here in the third quarter. Warsaw down by 1. The play clocks are not working, and the referee holds up his hand when he gets to 5 seconds. So Warsaw needs to hurry here. And it's going to be Sullivan, and he's going to be stopped for no gain. Caught from behind by linebacker Jeremiah Jordan. It is third down. And they're going to actually say he lost a half a yard. Officially, it's no gain. It's third down and goal.
Yeah, so Maryville's really bringing those inside backers up the middle, and they're just kind of blowing up our offensive line the last couple plays.
Which means the seam pass is available. Third down. Fans on the far side encouraging the defense. Fans on the near side cheering for their team. Sullivan. And, oh, Maryville jumped, but not into the neutral zone. That was very close.
Close.
And Warsaw is going to take timeout. Too big a play not to get this right. 7:18 left to play here in the third. Warsaw down by 1. We're back in 30, or on 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. That's the work of Steve Scott back at the radio station. Couldn't do it without him. 7:18 left to play, third quarter. Warsaw trails 14-13. Third and goal Tigers from just inside the 10-yard line. Sullivan in the offense after the timeout by Bart Curtis back out on the field.
We're going to see a repeat of that play against Lafayette, Jeff.
Sullivan, play action fake, rolling out, going to be hit. Get away, throws it to flat. It's caught by Quentin Brock. He's down to the 2. He's down to the 1-yard line. They're going to mark him back at the 2, and it's going to be fourth down and goal for the Tigers. What a play by Sullivan to get that pass off.
He had two pirates right in his face.
And now Warsaw will go for it.
Big play.
7 minutes left to go, third quarter. A momentum-changing play here. Now here come the Tigers. Oh, and here comes the field goal unit on. Mason Smythe is out. Warsaw's going to have to hurry. Again, there's no play clocks, so we don't know how much time they have. This will be a 19-yard field goal from where Villema is set up. Snap, spot, kick is away, and the kick is right through. Warsaw has taken the lead back, 16-14, 6:26 left in the third, back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. 6:26 left to play third quarter. Warsaw has taken the lead after the big kickoff return by Egoff sets him up. They cannot convert on fourth down, and now Smythe with the wind will boot it away, and it's high, and it will be taken and dropped in the end zone, and that'll be a touchback. So Pirates football at the 20-yard line on Smythe's third touchback of the opening three quarters. Now, this seems silly to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Every possession now is a big deal. When we are talking about 18 and a half minutes of football left.
Yep.
A 2-point Tiger lead. And Warsaw's got to do their best to try to keep Maryville's offense in check. Johnson is in the backfield behind Sanders. Ball in the middle field at the 20. Sanders hands off to Johnson, and he's got a little bit of room. Runs into Cohen Hetty, but pushes him forward. Out past the 25. And all the way out to the 27, almost the 28-yard line. Call it the 27, gain of 7 for JQ, who already has a 75-yard touchdown to his credit. halfway through the third quarter in the 5A North semi-state. Warsaw is leading 16-14. Sanders. Again, hands off up the middle to Johnson, and he runs into trouble right at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play.
Got an injured Tiger.
Dippin and Nelson on the stop. And Habegger is down, and now Habegger is up.
And then Hunter decided to go down and come back up.
And Habegger is... Are they going to make him go out? Yes, they are. They did stop the game for him. Fletcher Pohl is into the game on third down and three. And Mason Gabrich waving to the Warsaw fans, hoping that they can make some noise. It's not quite the same as an NFL stadium or a college stadium, but might be more helpful to the players than actually to hurt Merrillville. Third and three. Sanders going to throw a quick one over. Intercepted! Cohen Heady, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Touchdown! Cohen Heady jumped the route. And he runs it in from 27 yards out. And Warsaw's lead is 8 at 22-14. Holy cow!
That's just a situation where Sanders didn't see Cohen at all. You know, you get a play and you get a roll out to the right-hand side and he's locked in on a receiver and he just doesn't see Cohen just standing there. And Cohen, as he's done many times, especially in the spring season, will catch that ball and he's off to the races.
That's Cohen's second defensive score of the year. Remember, he turned a screen pass down at this end of the field into a touchdown. By the way, Ben Breen is in the game. Ben is eligible tonight. His knee is better. And he's just run on the field to help with this extra point. Snap, spot, kick is away, and it is good. 5:23 left to play in the third. Remember this moment, 23-14 Warsaw. Back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. The Warsaw defense with their second interception of the night, and now their 15th of the season. Smythe to boot it away with the wind. High, and the wind will push this one into the end zone for another touchback. What a game-changing moment for the senior catcher from Andy Maness's baseball team. Wow.
Big players make big plays in big situations, and that was none bigger than that. I mean, that's one where you can see, you know, the ball's thrown right to him. He's not expecting it.
No.
I've seen a lot of times where that ball just drops because you're not expecting it.
Totally.
Heck of a play.
Pirates from the 20, down by 9. And they will hand off Johnson. He'll try the middle. He'll bounce to the outside. There he goes. 25, 30. And Tristan Wilson will push him out of bounds into the Merrillville bench at the 36-yard line. That's a 16-yard gain. Your outside people cannot move inside. They have to stay out there because he's too good at that.
And I couldn't see who on our defense was getting blocked, but their wide receiver just locked in. And Coach Curtis alluded to this in the pregame. Our whatever defensive back I couldn't see could not get off that block.
Rynell Lewis with the block on Strong. Right side, Johnson again to the sideline, stays in bounds, gets across the 40, and how far did he get? They're going to mark him down at the 43 and say that the clock continues to move. 5 minutes left to play third quarter. Warsaw with a 9-point lead here in the back half of the 5A North semi-state. Looking to make the school's first ever trip to the football state finals next Saturday night at 7 at Lucas Oil Stadium. Sanders, again, hands off to Johnson. He'll try the middle, breaks a tackle, runs over a guy across midfield to the Tiger 47-yard line. That's a first down on a gain of 10 yards for the diminutive running back.
Yeah, he's diminutive, but man, can he's shifty. He doesn't come down on first contact. He has very good vision and is creating a lot of havoc for our defense.
4:27 left to play here in the third. Merrillville trying to get back in the game. They're down two scores at the moment. They haven't been behind very often, other than the Crown Point game. I got to send a man a motion. They're going to hand it off to Martin. Martin trying to sweep. Now cuts up field. Gets hit at the Tiger 44-yard line and goes down immediately. And that was Hunter Dippin who celebrated his big hit. It is a gain of 4 and second down and 6 coming out for the Pirates.
Well-deserved celebration. The good job of pursuit by the Tiger defense. And then once the running back for Maryville cut back, great tackle there.
Yeah, because he made a really good cut. He planted that left foot in the ground and turned up field, and Hunter was on the back end waiting for him. Second down and 6. Again, it's John. Oh, no, check that. That's Jordan with the carry. Cameron gets to the 40-yard line. That's 4 more yards. Actually, where are they going to put the ball down? They're going to put it down closer to the 41. Third down and 4 coming up for the Pirates.
Been super impressed with their offensive line. The Maryville offensive line has done a real good job tonight.
Sanders takes a high snap, hands off Johnson, running right, breaks a tackle, breaks another, breaks a second, but the third one got him. Schultz eventually wrapped him up, and Tristan Wilson put him to the ground. Inside the 40 at the 39-yard line, it's fourth down and 2 with 2:55 left to go in the third, and the Pirate offense is staying on the field.
Think about this point of the game, they probably have to.
Oh, yeah, they can't give the ball up here.
This big play right here.
Sanders looks to his right. The Warsaw fans making as much noise as they can. Johnson behind Sanders. High snap, handoff. Johnson up the middle, and he's got the first down. To the 35-yard line. Gain of 4. That is twice as much as was required. First down, Pirates. 2:25 left to go, third quarter. Warsaw 23, Maryville 14. Kaufman comes in, and it looks like Gabrich, who we saw at halftime needing some physical attention, may have more of a problem than what he originally could deal with.
I think you're right there.
From the 35, heading into the wind, heading north here at Fisher Field. Sanders, another high snap. They hand off to the right. Johnson gets hit right at the 35 and gets pushed out of bounds near the 35. Forward progress was marked. Looks like it's going to be no gain, and it will be second down and 10.
Good pursuit there by Tiger defense.
I'm guessing Brad Cease isn't going to throw a pass unless he absolutely has to.
Yeah, well, I mean, the credits, I've said a couple times, their offensive line is good. As good as that running back is, their offensive line makes it happen.
Sanders had only thrown 4 interceptions all season. He's thrown 2 here tonight. Second and 10. Sanders, play action fake. He's going to throw it. Lofting it up the far side, and it is going to be tipped and incomplete. Incomplete. Ethan Egoff was back there in the coverage, and he got a good hand on it. It's third and 10.
I went through the 3 stages of – I was like, did they catch it? Did we catch it?
For a second, I thought Egoff had pulled it in.
So did I.
And if he had, I was leaving. Because that would have been his best reception.
That would have been a one-handed.
In the last 3 weeks. That would have been better than any of the other 2. Third down and 10. Ball at the Tiger 35. Maryville down by 9. Sanders, play action fake. Quick throw, far side. It's caught. And the receiver is buried right after he caught the ball at the Tiger 32-yard line. Catch made by John Peters. He gets 3 yards, and it's 4th down and 7 for the Pirates. And a timeout will be taken because of an injured player. It is a Pirate. Might actually be Peters. He got twisted around there pretty good. And then somebody came into the pile at the end to make sure that he didn't get away. And now the Pirates are meeting, and they're trying to help Peters to at least get him to sit up. He is sitting up. Well, actually, he's not sitting up. He's kind of rolled over on one side, and they're looking at the lower part of his leg. And now he is starting to stand up. It's his right leg, and he is just not sure. They're going to help him off the field. Well, there are moments, and then there are moments. And we've come to one. Warsaw could not win the game here, but they could t- take a huge step forward to it if they could win this down. It's 4th and 7 from the Tiger 32, Warsaw 23, Merrillville 19, 50 seconds left in the third quarter.
And Gabrich is back out there on the defensive line.
He is. The official's looking back at the clock. I don't know if there's a reset coming. I think the referee's expecting the clock to be changed. Oh, they're putting almost 4 whole seconds on the clock. So they're resetting it to 55.
There we go.
The fans are getting cold out there, like, hurry up. 4th and 7. Sanders by himself in the backfield. Tigers jump out of the blitz. Steps up in the pocket. Deep over the middle, and it's a sliding catch. Made inside the 15-yard line by Dermont Bogard. Bogard goes down at the 15-yard line. 38 seconds left to play third quarter. Pirates with the ball down by 9. Morse had a great chance to get off the field there. They did not. The middle of the field was wide open.
And credit the quarterback there, Sanders, for making that throw. He just kind of lofted it over our middle linebackers where they couldn't make a play.
A couple of late subs for the Pirates. Snap back. Hand back to Johnson. Whistle sound. And we have a sideline warning against the Tigers. Which is really interesting because the ball's down below the 20-yard line. Who wasn't back?
Right.
I mean, who's back there? How did the referee know? That's when you're looking for something, then you find it.
Yep.
So no play. Brad Tease is like, can we count part of it?
Right.
First and 10 for the 15.
Because I really think that they had a chance to get some yards there.
Yeah, well, they were going to get a first down at least.
Yeah.
Sanders hands off to Johnson, running right, runs into a pile, bounces off. He can't get away. He'll go down back outside the 15-yard line. They'll forward progress to the 17, and that'll do it for the third. Warsaw, 12 minutes away perhaps from their first ever state championship football game. They lead 23-14 as we head to the fourth after this on News Now Warsaw.